From Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be with you today. We're going to continue our study in the book of the Revelation, and I hope you're enjoying this. We are now at the, we're now at the fifth seal. The fifth seal, we've went through the four horses of the apocalypse with the first four seals that were released. And the black horse, famine, of course. And as we look, the pale horse and the rider's named Death. The red horse, of course, was the represents the blood of warfare and taking peace from the earth. And we look over. There are the white horse, and the white horse also, the white being the conqueror, being the Antichrist system conquering this world, as it has tried over and over again. Now, the fifth seal, when he broke open the fifth seal, I saw underneath the altar the souls of those who had been slaughtered because of the witness they bore to the word of God. Now, I want you to hear this. This is something you've probably never heard before, but this is very good to know. They went to heaven. They cried out in a loud voice. And they were slaughtered. They were underneath the altar. They were slaughtered because of the witness they bore to the word of God. They were crying out from heaven in a loud voice, "How long will it be, holy and true master, before you sit in judgment and avenge our blood on the inhabitants of the earth?" Each of them was given a white robe. They were told to be patient for a little while longer until the number was filled of their fellow servants and brothers who were going to be killed as they had been. They still wanted to see vengeance. His mind, saith the Lord. Now, you may not understand this. You may not believe it. You may not agree with it. But these people were in heaven, and they were not the forgiving, let-it-go type. They were killed, slaughtered, mercilessly. And this is why they were in heaven. They wanted to see the vengeance. They wanted to cry out. They did cry out in a loud voice, "How long will it be? Holy and true master," speaking to Jesus. He's the only master. "Before you sit in judgment and avenge our blood on the inhabitants of the earth." They still had the heart, the soul, the feelings, and they still had the after effects of being killed mercilessly while they were in heaven. And they cried out to the Lord Jesus, "How long is it going to be, God?" Each one of them was given a robe. They're in heaven. This is heaven, folks. This is not someplace on earth. This is in heaven. This was going on. We think that, you know, when you get to heaven, all of a sudden your mind's going to change and everything. You're going to see things as they really are, of course. But you're going to have the same mind you left this earth with. So be prepared. Holy Master, how long is it going to be before you sit in judgment and avenge our blood on the inhabitants of the earth? Each one of them given that white robe. and they were told to be patient. You imagine God is telling these people to be patient. They were preaching the gospel, and they were slaughtered on the spot. They were told to be patient for a little while longer until the number was fulfilled of their fellow servants and brothers who were going to be killed, as they had been. Then I watched while he broke open the sixth seal. Now, the fifth seal we just read. They broke open the sixth seal. Now, this fifth seal was a revelation, actually. A revelation of those who had been slaughtered by the Antichrist, godless ones here on earth. Perhaps it was Islam, Islamists, those that hated God, hated Christ. Perhaps it was those who slaughtered him. I want you to face the truth here. Now, the sixth seal revelation. There was a great earthquake. A great earthquake. The sun turned as black as dark sackcloth. And the whole moon became like blood. You've heard of these blood moons. Been a lot of blood moons. And there's been a lot of books written trying to take advantage of the blood moon. Ah, we got a blood moon coming up. You better buy my book. You know, they're like auctioneers trying to auction off a book. And they want you to buy the book. They even make movies about these blood moons. The whole moon became like blood. The stars in the sky fell to the earth like unripe figs shaken loose from the tree in a strong wind. Now, there's going to be a meteorite storm and a blood moon, orange moon, red moon, whatever you want to call it. And a meteorite that perhaps will be big. They'll be like unripe figs shaken loose from the tree in strong wind. Then the sky was divided. Like a torn scroll curling up, and every mountain and island was moved from its place. There's going to be... Now, this is interesting. I want you to think about this. Mountains, islands... Everything's going to be moved. Now, it may be microscopic movement, but everything will be moved. There will be an earthquake, and there will be a center point to this earthquake. The kings of the earth, the nobles, the military officers, the rich, the powerful, and every slave and every free person hid themselves in caves, and among mountain crags, they cried out to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us." Now, I'm sure you've read this passage. These people that are on this earth at that point in time, hopefully, will be gone, will be taken up to be with Christ. Hopefully. You know, nothing's, you know. But let's pray that you be accounted worthy to escape all these things and escape all these things that are going to come on the earth. They hid themselves in caves. They cried out from the caves and the mountains, "Fall on us and hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." They knew. These people knew where this was coming from, because they had been serving the devil. They didn't have faith. They didn't have confidence in Christ. They didn't know what was coming off. All they knew is that this was the wrath of the Lamb. This was the wrath of God coming upon the world. This is going to come, folks. This is something that's, it's not a lie. It's truer than you can imagine.
They cried out to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us, please, and hide our face from the one who sits on the throne." They knew. They had a revelation of Christ. They had a revelation of God. They knew. They made a mistake. I don't know if these people can repent, or if it's even possible for them to repent. I don't know. But they were crying from the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us." They were speaking out to the mountains and the rocks, "Fall on us, hide us from the face of the Lamb, the face of the one who sits on the throne." They knew that somebody was sitting on the throne and they were dictating what's going on. They knew something was happening. The Lamb of God. They should have repented right then, don't you think? They, instead of crying out for the mountains and the wrath of God and all this to fall on them, they should have cried out to Christ and the Lamb to forgive them and to cover them with the blood. But they didn't. No record of it anyway. Hide us from the face of the one who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Same person. Because the great day of their wrath has come, and who can withstand it? Who can withstand it? This, underneath the altar, this place of refuge, this John's vision of heaven is modeled after the layout of the temple in Jerusalem, actually, which harmonizes with the idea found in Hebrews 8, verse 5, that the early temple is a copy of the shadow of, and a shadow of the heavenly one where Christ entered. We also find in ancient Judaism a belief that the saints are under the altar in heaven. And this verse added to the practice of ancient Christians who worshipped in the catacombs. Roman burial caves influenced to practices of enclosing the relics of a saint in the altar of Roman Catholic churches and burying these honored persons under the altar. This is an interesting verse, to say the least. And we could all learn something from this, because, you know, we think we're going to go up there and take a harp and forgive everybody. Yeah, we will forgive. But these people didn't forget it, did they? They didn't forget. They probably forgave whomever that slaughtered them. They wanted to see judgment at the same time. They wanted to see the justice of God. And that's what I want you to remember this, in this passage, in this seal, this fifth seal that was open. Well, let's stop right there, and we'll take this study up tomorrow. Go to our website, kraciradio.com, and you can leave us a message there. Shoot us an email. Let us know you're listening. We'd love to hear from you. And if you have a testimony, why don't you send us a message about it. I guess you could send it on a disc, or contact us here at the station over in the KRCIRadio.com. Contact us, and you could send an audio message of your testimony. If you have received Christ, or if you've learned something, or if you've received Christ during the ministry of Brother Clayton Stidham, or if you've received Christ during any of the other ministries that we have here on the radio station, and you want to share your testimony, we'd love to air it here on the radio. If you have something that you'd like to share, a testimony that you have received Christ or received some kind of revelation of some type, send us that audio message either by email or through the mail, and we'd be glad to share it with the rest of the folks here on KRCI Radio. Please let us know. You can write to us at KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hanson saying, study, show yourself approved to God.